This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, come to your humble and our silver and need our mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties and they're trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and on this little clay. Use me, Father, now for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we take authority over that, over the prince of the air in the name of Jesus, Lord. Binding up anything and everything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you for honoring requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth here this night and forevermore. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. We're also going to be looking at 1 Corinthians 13 and 5 and 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. And the word of God reads in Jeremiah 17, verse 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his works and according to the fruit of his doing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test your own self. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are a reprobate. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for these next few minutes, I'd like that you pray for us and with us. We want to talk about, are your feelings, are your emotions fighting your faith? Are your feelings, are your emotions fighting your faith? We thank God for another opportunity to come before you tonight in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We thank God through the use of the internet that it is a tool that God allows us to use to be able to minister his word under the unction of the Holy Spirit. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We thank God that myself and my wife, Providence Lisa T-Bone, that we are able to bring his word to your hearing, that we are teaching and preaching on a local level and through the use of the internet being able to reach on a global level. And for this in 2022, we thank God for that opportunity. We thank God that we're on top of the ground, ground not on top of us, that we're still here in the land of the living. We ask that the Lord would use us for his glory, that even though we're in a pandemic, we are still able to reach people for the glory of God. Here we see in the Word of God where it says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, to examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test your own self. Do you know yourself that Jesus Christ is in us or is in you? Unless indeed you are a reprobate. Now we know that all, we know what a reprobate is. A reprobate is someone that once knew the Lord, someone that got hard-hearted along the way, someone that back up on that stand for Christ, and they start questioning what the Word of God stands for. In other words, they changed sides. They went from standing for righteousness to now, because of pressure from the world, they got hard-hearted and their mind got reprobated to where they believed the truth to be a lie and the lie to be the truth. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is praying time. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. And indeed, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are thankful and grateful that the God that we serve, he's awesome. He is an awesome God. He is a God that's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. Here in 2022, believers of Christ, while society have rejected religious principles and faith, it has gloomed onto superficial feelings or emotions. Here in 2022, Christianity as a whole has become absorbed with feelings, with emotions, which have become the replacement for faith. See, the Word of God says that everything that we get from God is by faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So people of God, when we stifle, when we choke the truth of God's word to accommodate feelings, we destroy spiritual growth and character. I'm going to say it again because it needed to be said here tonight. Believers of Christ, when we stifle or choke the truth of God's word to accommodate feelings, emotions, we destroy spiritual growth and character. We, as born-again believers of Christ, we have been called to live a life of holiness, a life of determination, a life of great expectation, a life that is different from those that are in the world. Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And I will come and sup with thee and be thy father, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Believers of Christ, we have to understand that in 2022, that we have an enemy by the name of Satan, the devil, who is working overtime to cause distraction, cause division and separation at this hour. We know the word says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, and the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. We know that according to John 10:10, that he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So believers of Christ, Satan is working on our feelings on a continuous basis. He's causing us to worry about the past and for us to be anxious about the future. We have to remember that the devil, he works in the sense realm. He is a deceiver, a liar. There's no truth in him. Bible says that he comes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Also here in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Are your emotions fighting your faith? Only you know, and God knows. Child of God, no one can have a right balance in emotions without God's Holy Spirit. No one can have a right balance in their emotions without God's Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one that sealed us. God sealed us with his Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. He has called us for such a time as this. The Holy Spirit is the one that leads God and directs our path and our footsteps. Word of God says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. the people of God, our emotions, our feelings should be channeled on obeying God's word from the heart and by rejoicing in our own personal calling. So beloved, feelings, emotions, it depends upon many variables which cannot be successfully controlled without God's help, without his Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and directing us. You see, truth is primarily an intellect stimulant rather than an emotional illness. Yes, God's truth is primarily an intellect stimulant rather than an emotional illness. It is important for us as born-again believers to regularly engage in self-examination. So, beloved, we need to stir up God's Holy Spirit, which will enable us to control and channel our own feelings. Are your feelings fighting against your faith? Are your emotions throwing you off balance? That's why we got to step back and get ourselves back in alignment with the will of God for our lives. People of God, when we look around in 2022, there is a denial of security, but a desire for secure feelings. There is a denial for religious values, but a desire for religious freedom. In fact, when we look around in 2022, people of God, most people, feelings are everything. Child of God, a person driven by his or her feelings cannot possibly have a sound mind. As believers of Christ, whether we like it or not, the fact is that the world still judges God and Jesus Christ by what it sees in those of us who profess to be Christians, who profess to be people of God. Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse 10, the heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger does not intermingle with his joy. The heart is deceitful. The heart, as we know it, it can be full of bitterness and unforgiveness. Feelings can lead you astray. That's why we can't be moved by our feelings. We are to be moved by the Spirit of God. That's why on a daily basis we have to get in our secret closet before the Lord and ask him to forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of sin that is running rampant through the land. Whether saved or unsaved, we have to deal with it, with sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect his wages. And the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. Spiritual as well as physical. Thank you, Lord. The heart knows his own bitterness, and a stranger do not intermingle with it, with his joy. Are you feeling? Are you caught up in your feelings, your emotions? Are they fighting your faith. Beloved, the heart knoweth his own sorrows. And everyone has his own burden to carry. Child of God, very often our feelings are driven by the human need to feel and control. I'm going to say that again for those who are listening. Talking about the heart. Beloved, the heart knoweth his own sorrow. And everyone has his own burden to carry. Child of God, very often our feelings, our emotions are driven by the human need to feel and control. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, emotionalism, it results from emotions ruled. My beloved, emotions do not determine our life of faith. You see, our walk of faith is based upon trust and not sight. People of God, it is our responsibility as a child of God to keep our emotions in their proper place. Worthy emotions grows out of truth, out of truth-based conviction. Are you feeling, or are your feelings, your emotions fighting with your faith tonight? Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly equipped unto all good works. Reveal word will set truth, because faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans 10, verse 17. Child of God, thank you, Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Here in the word of God, it says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly equipped unto all good works. Again, reveal word sets truth, God's truth, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans 10, verse 17. Child of God, understanding comes from what is already written. Again, we are reminded that worthy emotions grows out of truth-based conviction. Beloved, when emotions grow out of the truth, they promote godly actions and not eternal, external demonstration. When emotions grows out of the truth, they promote godly actions and not eternal demonstration. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be regretted of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Yes, beloved, godly sorrow comes from conviction of sin, which result from repentance. Remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that emotions are good and they are beneficial when they are produced by conviction based on the truth of God's word. Yes, emotions based on truth will express our conviction, our attitude, and our life of faith. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. Emotions based on God's truth will promote or express our conviction, our attitude, and our love of faith. So my brothers and sisters, tonight, we are thankful that according to God's word, that we need to examine ourselves and decide whether we are in the faith. Test our own self. Do you know yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are a reprobate. Remember what I said earlier at the beginning in 2022, that Christianity has become absorbed with feelings, emotions, which have become the replacement for faith. We see it all around us, even during this pandemic. While we was quarantined in the house, while we was trying to get back in right standing with God, now we have the liberty to go beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, I would encourage every man of God, every woman of God that is standing strong for the Lord in this hour, that we don't back up, but we don't water down the gospel message. We speak it forth with boldness and let the devil know and the unsaved folk know that God is still in the miracle working business. He's still a God that sits high and look low. He's still a God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So the question still remains tonight. Are your feelings, are your emotions fighting against your faith? Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is a disease.
I need thee, oh.